Hey, thanks for listening. We are Jeff and Danielle.
Do you like amusement parks?
I love amusement parks. Oh, man.
So I have a big question for you coming up.
Oh.
About amusement parks.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. I know. You're listening to the Jeff and Danielle Show.
Okay. You asked me a moment ago about amusement parks. I love amusement parks.
I did. So the question is, what amusement park do you wish existed?
I want to do the ultimate action park where you've got the big turbine that you jump out over and it's like you're skydiving and the bungee jump thing, which I think is fun, and the gladiator thing.
We are two different people.
What? That is so fun. What
so if you... my dream amusement park, like for adults, where you can get away and you have like these little wristbands and you have like kiosks that have snacky snacks. And then there's like a lazy river and there's like big, beautiful bookstores. You don't have to talk to anyone if you don't want to.
Is this a, like an amusement park for like old people?
That's fine.
I think it's an old people resort.
That's just a retirement?
Walkers thing? With lights on one? Them.
And oh, fun.
Little CD players.
Yeah, like Walker Crossing over
yeah,
here. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Jeff and Danielle Show. That's Jeff.
You have, I'm Danielle. She, okay, I'm watching you. I got my eyes on Jesus.
Yeah, that's
we
what they
should
be. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's right. We should all have our... I heard the song the other day again. How can you not see God?
Oh,
you know,
I
how can
that
you
one.
Not see God in every little thing, in every little moment? And I was thinking about that this morning as I'm driving into work. I think we all take for granted our surroundings. And in general, I think we take for granted where we live in the United States. Think about this. Like when you go on vacation to like, if you're going to Europe, if you're going to the Caribbean and you're like looking around, you're like, oh, this is so beautiful. And this is amazing. And the people that live there are like, yeah, it's pretty cool. Think about all the beauty that's around us, regardless of where you live. Everything really, truly is beautiful. And it's like, God made that for us. He created this world and we're in it and we get to live here and we're so lucky for it. And a lot of people just miss that. And then that song comes to my mind. How can you not see God in every little thing, in every little moment when it's right there? People can look at things negatively if they want to, but if you look at the underlying structure, it ends up at one point or another being positive, whether it's teaching us a lesson or teaching us to be humble or whatever it is. But how do you not see God? Hey, we're Jeff and Danielle. What are you giggling about?
Well, because I was going to ask you if you could make up your own holiday, what would that holiday be? And I'm giggling because I already know what mine is.
Okay. I know a lot of people don't like this, but because it's a holiday, they would have to like it. It would be the tickle holiday. Yeah, because it's fun to tickle. Like, I know some people can't stand to be tickled, but even if it's just for a second, but then those that love to be tickled, everybody be like, goochie, goochie, goo.
Sandy's like filling out divorce papers, and it's like, reason number one, he created Tickle Day.
Yeah, that probably would happen like that. Yeah. So wait, what's yours?
Mine would be Leave Me Alone Day. It's a national holiday. Nobody talk to me. It's going to be great.
That's kind of sad.
It's going to be so great. Think about it. There's so many hundreds of thousands of people in the world that like get pulled in every direction.
Yeah.
Also moms. This is a big one for moms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You get one day a year where you don't have to answer your
everybody
phone,
leaves
your
you
email.
Alone.
Nobody talks to you. You don't have to care for your kids. They're already taken care of. It would be amazing. You don't have to respond to emails. Everyone knows you're out that day. So it's not like I sent an email to so-and-so and they didn't respond and they forwarded to somebody else. None of that exists. It's like a... Hear that? It's like quiet.
I think for everybody that might be a decent one. However, for you, that's kind of like every day. Right. Just leave me alone.
You leave me alone. You get out of here.
Hi, we're Jeff and Danielle. I know you've got a question posed.
What is the weirdest word in the English language?
What's that? Expialidocious?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Which I don't even know if that really is a real word.
Is something quite atrocious.
I'm going to go with isthmus.
Yeah. What?
I'm gonna go
I
with
stop
isthmus.
Singing for that. What is that? What?
You don't know what an isthmus is? It's a piece of land that stretches out into the water.
No,
it was so weird because I remember when I was a kid, I used to watch the Little Rascals like reruns.
Yeah,
and they were like, Alfalfa, can you use isthmus or one of the characters? Can you use isthmus in a sentence? And he looks around and he goes, This must be my lucky day.
Oh, that's cute.
I remember immediately after watching that, going and looking that word up and going,
wow,
oh, it really is a word. And I'm like, it's such a weird word.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. All right. So what do you have?
Well, I like all the words from the Queen's English. I like them all. I want to use them all.
Yes.
But my daughter always thinks that fiduciary is a funny word. What a weird word. Fiduciary. And she giggles every time someone uses it.